We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So Philadelphia makes big news again, challenging President Trump, giving in to the mob. But what about organized labor? You know by now, and we'll talk about it here on the Dom Giordano Show, you know about Jim Kenney, and we told you last week from a million miles away it was obvious. He would give in to the mob and get rid of the so-called PARs. All PARs does is tell people, is tell ICE about people that have committed crimes that are here illegally in advance so they can plan on dealing with this, or at least people that have been charged with crimes here illegally, in addition to their crime of being here illegally. And of course, Kenny sees this as just outrageous. And you could say, well, yes, Dom, that's why I avoid Philadelphia. You think these people are going to stay inside Philadelphia's boundary lines, borders, if you will? No. They'll come out to the suburbs also. In addition to which, you as a taxpayer, you would think, would be saying to these Republicans in Harrisburg, when are you going to pass Martina White's law, the sanctuary city law, and a bunch of other laws they can that they can strike back at Philadelphia? The federal government doesn't have what's called standing as much as the state does. This is where the problem is. So here's Martina White on Fox and Friends just about a little while ago this morning. Here's what she said. She's the state representative from Northeast Philadelphia. It's about one of the few people that have done anything that have gotten us to the precipice of actually challenging this. Here's what Martina White said.
It's truly shocking that the mayor was willing to end a contract that was actually helping to keep our community safe. Federal immigration officials were using this PARS system to access information about people who were previously arrested, who committed a crime other than being here illegally.
All right, so that's what it's about. But now he's not here in Philadelphia. And you could say, yeah, well, my God, it's outrageous. This guy, Kenny. Well, what about Republicans? Trump is doing all that he can. Jeff Sessions, despite his failings on other things, is good on this stuff. But at the federal level, it's going to be difficult to deal with this sanctuary city and all. That's my read. The state level is where the action is. So in November, are we holding their feet to the fire? These politicians out there, I'll give you one, Gene DiGirolamo, a guy that just jumps out at me all the time in Bucks County. Just as an example, there's a whole array of them in Montgomery and Bucks County, Delaware County. They don't push to do any of this stuff in Harrisburg. They don't have any time. It's amazing. It is the national issue. Yeah, the economy is essentially important. But President Trump ran on and won on the issue of the wall, illegal immigration, the American worker. I'll get to the American worker in a moment with our labor union buddies. Here's Ann Coulter on Breitbart Sirius, saying that Trump's poll numbers will go through the roof if he just built the wall. Now, you know, the president tweeted out over the weekend, and I don't think it'll come to this. I know the nervousness over a government shutdown. But McConnell and Ryan will not fund the wall. They won't put up a battle in this next budget fight over funding the wall. So what are we supposed to do? This was not an idle thing. This wasn't a metaphor when the president said he would build a wall. Because you know, and I know, the reason for them all. Because if another president comes in, they can get rid of all these policies, all the executive orders, all the Border Patrol, all the stuff they're doing up and down the line. That's what can happen. But if the wall is there, they're going to have to blow it up or knock it down. They still may do that, given Democrats. But that would be much more difficult than just shredding a law or just not enforcing the wall. The wall is there. Here's what Coulter said on Breitbart.
No, it's really depressing, and I just wish Trump would realize that. I mean, of all secret weapons of our secret weapon of Donald Trump, if he build the wall, the media will go crazy. It will distract over everything, yes. And his poll numbers will go through the roof. There is a reason. I mean, we thought Trump understood it, but I can tell you the voters understood it. There's a reason we wanted the wall, and that was so that all of us don't have to be on constant alert for the next wave of poverty-stricken, very needy, uneducated immigrants pouring across our border.
All right. Yeah, that's exactly what the issue is. So why not support that? Why not do that? Well, McConnell, Ryan, you know the difficulty there. And Republicans now getting nervous because Trump has threatened this. Well, if we can't get the $5 billion to start more on the wall, then maybe the government will be shut down until we get it. So this brings me to what I think is the theme. Last week on Friday, gross domestic GDP up 4.1%, thrilling news. We'll break down over the weekend how they try to diminish that. But I found this out. So I was coming back from somewhere on Saturday night, listen to Joe Krause, the labor show. And I hear the local president of the AFL-CIO in Philadelphia. And he's gone off on Trump, of course, and how labor, and I want to hear from you if you're in a union, labor-friendly, whatever you want to call it. He talked about on August 15th, and I went and researched it, and I found the New Jersey component. I didn't find anything for the Philadelphia. They don't have it on their website. A solidarity alert. Wednesday, 2 weeks from this Wednesday, labor union members will be dragooned. You know it. You know, they'll take it. Are you here? You're not here. You know, they're not coming of their own free will. I don't believe that. To a massive rally, 10,000 plus, entitled Labor United to Free the Children. We're talking to migrant children again. 4 p.m. in the Great Plaza at Penn's Landing will feature several distinguished guests. And I heard him talk about it won't be political, but our senator will be there. Our mayor will be. Can you imagine Jim Kenney, 10,000 people like this? And our governor, Tom Wolf, the Wolfman, will be there. And what they're doing with this expected crowd of 10,000, largest labor-led demonstration on immigration, arguably, in our nation's history. And the point is to show solidarity with those that are trying to crash the borders illegally. Now, do I really believe the average union person, say in the building trades, something like that? I'd love to hear if you agree with me. Do they really bond with this idea? And are they really on board with the idea that this is good for them? They have to be in solidarity with this. This is good for the American worker. Now, if you want to attack Republicans as anti-union, Brett Kavanaugh, anti-working person, corporate tool. How about what people that are here illegally do to wages? And also the visa people that come in and how that undercuts the American worker. And yet they're spinning this toward a massive rally saying we're mean, heartless, inhumane to children. So, you know, the question that should be asked of every one of these people, we're going to try to get one of them on, is, well, what would you do with these kids and these people that crashed the border illegally? In other words, they didn't come through the ports of entry seeking asylum. They crashed them illegally. What would you do? And why are American labor unions, who I believe are anti-illegal immigration and how it undercuts them, why did they go along? Because they're all part of the bigger tent of the National Democrat Party. And that's why they'll be dragooned 2 weeks from this Wednesday, right over here where I am, Penn's Landing, 10,000 of them or so. The media might say 100,000, God knows. So they say they're in solidarity, and the headline is Free the Children. Stop Separating Families. an end to Trump's zero-tolerance immigration policy. Remember to show your union pride by wearing your union colors. Can you really make the argument that people coming into the country illegally and all the stuff that we've seen, the major reason that Trump was elected, doesn't undercut the labor movement, doesn't undercut what they supposedly stand for? Unscrupulous employer. If they were rallying against that, I'd be in agreement with them. Why don't they do that? Why are they spinning it toward this? What is it that is driving this toward this point of view to force people to come here 4 p.m.? Oh, it's early work day, I guess. I wonder how, you know, what that means. A lot of these people, I'm looking at this from the New Jersey Facebook page. These people coming from New Jersey probably are leaving work at 3 o'clock, I would guess, to get here. I guess this is all covered. Labor United to free the children. Now, what children are being held captive? If we get them on, I'll ask that question. What would you do in this situation? Would you just let everybody come into the country? So if you don't place the kids with the parents who are incarcerated for coming into the country illegally, trying to break through. Some of them may not be with parents. We believe fairly significant number. That may be the case. What would you do with them? Well, just let them come in. And tell me, who is it that undercuts the American worker? Are wages undercut by people that are here illegally? And the visa programs. All that nonsense with the visas. Remember, we talked about the lifeguards this year and hiring lifeguards from foreign countries. We had the experience at a restaurant that Roe and I like, and it's the first time we've had it. Usually they have local workers. Guy was very nice, very polite, trying hard. I felt for him, and I think he was from an Eastern European country. But he goes, can you just point out the items on the menu that you want? Because I don't really understand. I mean, that's what he told us at the table. How do you do this stuff? And this was a nice restaurant where there weren't giant pictures. You know, give me 42D, over easy, or something like that. Point to the items on here and try to explain. I didn't have a chance to talk to the guy. It's the first time ever in that restaurant that that's happened. You just can't be doing it. You mean to say American workers? No, American workers would work that job. But you don't want to pay them what it takes to have that American worker there so that you have a guy coming here from a foreign country that you have to point out something to on a menu. 855-839-1210, you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. Love to hear from you if you're a union member. We get people, if you have to be anonymous, say a different name because of retaliation. Are you aware of this? What are these unions thinking? Shouldn't they be out protesting employers and others that are hiring people illegally? Wouldn't that be what they should be about rather than going after Trump and coming up with crazy talk about free the children? 855-839-1210. That'll get you in line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. Good to be back at the palatial worldwide headquarters of Talk Radio 1210. Your calls are next here with Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.